Genesis chapter 35. God sent Jacob and his family to live in Bethel. Verse 1. Then God said to Jacob, "Go back and live in Bethel, and pile up some stones to make an altar there so that you can burn animals to show me respect. Bethel is the place where I met you and showed you that stairway going up to heaven when you were running away from your brother Esau." So Jacob said to everyone in his camp, "We are going to live in a place called Bethel. God met me there and helped me when I was really frightened. And from that time, he has always been with me and looked after me. So now, there are two things that you have to do before we go to Bethel. The first thing is that you have to throw away any ceremony or magic things you took from your homeland. And if you picked up any magic thing here in Shechem, you have to throw that away too. The second thing is, go and wash yourselves and then put on clean clothes. When we get to Bethel, I will pile up stones to make an altar and burn an animal to show respect to God." So all the people in Jacob's camp gave him all their earrings and ceremony things they had, and Jacob buried them under the big tree near Shechem. When they left Shechem to go to Bethel, God made the people that lived around Shechem really frightened of Jacob and his family. The people in those towns did not try to chase them or try to pay them back for what Jacob's sons did in Shechem. Jacob and all the people with him got to a place called Luz. The other name for Luz is Bethel, and it is in the country of Canaan. Jacob made his camp there and built a stone table called an altar so that he could burn an animal to show respect for God. Jacob changed the name of that place to El Bethel, which means the God of God's house. Years before, God had met with him there when he was running away from his brother Esau. At that time, he called the meeting place Bethel, but now it was called El Bethel. Many years before this time, when Jacob's mother Rebekah was a young girl, she had a woman named Deborah who looked after her. When Rebekah left her homeland and married Isaac, Deborah went with her to live in Canaan. But when Deborah was very old, she died. And someone buried her under the big tree just south of Bethel, and from that time, that place was called "You Can Cry Under This Tree." So Jacob and all his people had come back from his mother's homeland called Haran. And while they were camped at Bethel, God met Jacob again and blessed him and said to him, "I am God most powerful. Your name is Jacob, but I am changing your name to Israel. I want you to have a lot of children so that your family becomes a lot of nations. And I tell you that some of the men in your family will be kings. Those kings will be the leaders of those nations. I promised this country to your grandfather Abraham and to your father Isaac, and now I am making the same promise to you. This country is now your country, and it will be for all the family that comes from you." Then God left Jacob standing all by himself. When God left him, Jacob put a big stone up on its end so that people could see it. And he poured wine and olive oil all over it so that everyone would know it was a special place. He called that place Bethel, God's house, because that was where God talked to him. Rachel died. Genesis chapter 35, verse 16. Sometime later, Jacob and all his people left Bethel and went to a place called Bethlehem. Before they got there, it was time for Rachel's second baby to be born. But Rachel was having a lot of trouble. So the nurse helping her said, "Do not be frightened, Rachel. You have another son." Rachel was dying as the baby was born. And just before she died, Rachel named the baby Benoni, which means, "This boy has given me a lot of trouble." But Jacob named him Benjamin, which means, "This is my son. He will be with me and will make me feel happy." Jacob buried Rachel next to the road that went to Bethlehem. Jacob put a tall stone over Rachel's grave, and it is still there today. Reuben did the wrong thing with Bilhah. Genesis chapter 35, verse 21. Israel, who was named Jacob before, left there and went past a place called Migdal Eder and made his camp on the other side. While they were camped in that country, Jacob's eldest son, Reuben, slept with Bilhah like she was his wife. Bilhah was one of Jacob's four wives, and when Jacob heard what Reuben did, he was very upset. Israel's family, Genesis chapter 35, verse 23. Jacob had 12 sons. Leah had 6 sons with Jacob, and their names were Reuben, who was Jacob's oldest son, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Rachel had 2 sons with Jacob, and their names were Joseph and Benjamin. Rachel's worker named Bilhah had 2 sons with Jacob, and their names were Dan and Naphtali. Leah's worker named Zilpah had 2 sons with Jacob, and their names were Gad and Asher. So this is the full list of Jacob's sons born in Haran. Isaac died, and his sons Jacob and Esau buried him. Genesis chapter 35, verse 27. Jacob moved back to live in Mamre. This was where Abraham and his father Isaac had camped before. Mamre was near a place called Kiriath Arba, and that is now called Hebron. Isaac was 180 years old when he died. He lived a long time, and a lot of good things happened to him. Isaac's 2 sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him in the family cemetery.